The people of Thailand are rallying in the capital Bangkok on Thursday to mark 1 year since the Thai army moved in to remove thousands of anti-government demonstrators, known as the Red Shirts, from their encampment in central Bangkok. The violence killed more than 90 people and wounded some 2,000 between April and May of last year. By chance, the anniversary coincides with party leaders' ballot draw that determines their position on the ballot for the upcoming general election. The party associated with deposed Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat and his Red Shirt supporters drew the desirable number one spot, while incumbent Prime Minister Avesist Vejivas Democrats drew number 10. Dr. Apitat Intravisit of Assumption University in Bangkok told Kelsey Brennan-Wessels that Thursday's rallies are for commemorating those who lost their lives, not for political campaigning.
The Red Shirt rally today is to commemorate the first anniversary of the crackdown that happened last year. If you would remember, in 2010, beginning of April till mid-May last year, Thailand encountered with problems staged by the Red Shirts rally, and the crackdown happened on 19th of May, and it took a few days from 19 to 21 when the things were under control. And of course, that caused damage to not only our economy, but also in the tourism, the buildings in the neighborhood, namely the Central World Shopping Center and all the shops around the neighborhood. However, the UDD, in the name of Red Shirt, or the United Front for Democracy Against Dictatorship, the UDD, found that the crackdown was unfairly conducted. And of course, they have every, I would say, they have every way to commemorate and to restage their agony and of course voicing themselves on what have not been judged fairly, what have not been conducted fairly to all of them. However, the rally today is expected to start, which is expected to start by 4:30 p.m. and by 11 p.m. they should finish, would comprise only the ceremonial part. For example, the merit-making, religious ceremony as a tribute for the deceased members of UDD from the last year riots. And of course, there would be some songs and eulogies, some talk. I think one of the major topic is that how government, the current government, would find any fast way to find fact on the loss of life of 92 members of theirs. There will be no political campaign at this point, since we are in the 45 days until the election. So the Pheu Thai party, which is of course related to UDD and the Red Shirt, some of them may show up, but they may not speak. Otherwise, they would be found as a conflict of interest and using this channel as to their advantage.
Now, you mentioned the physical damage, but also the economic damage that last year's protests had on the country. Do you still feel the effects of the protests?
Yes, the effect of the protests is still hanging over. I think it now totals up to 14 billion baht. In our loss, being like 3.3 billion for the tourism industry rehabilitation. Of course, we had a hard time getting the tourists back to the country, and let alone the constructions and the trust and the confidence that people have towards the country.
Now, looking ahead to the elections that are coming up at the beginning of July, do they have a lot of support?
As many polls say, it shows that Pheu Thai can win the seats, as you know, as we foresee, and the Democrat or the the current government, in fact, may not be the winner. But, of course, this has been in the poll. And, you know, we investigate all the our segments, like from the young, the youth, the upcountry, the top echelon, or even like in the city. It was found that the Pua Thai is coming along very strongly.
And what are they calling for? What changes do they want to make if they are elected?
I mean, the Pua Thai, right? Well, of course, Pua Thai has been run by Thaksin Shinawat, who is now out of the country, and of course, a former prime minister. He probably would of course come and rule the government again. And right now, his proxy, his sister Ying Lak Chinawatra, has been named the leader of the party. And if they can set up the government, Ying Lak, by the law, should be elected by the parliament as the prime minister. And that should, that, you know, of course, the selling point is it would be the first time we have a woman prime minister.
All right. Well, those are all the questions I have for you. But is there anything else you'd like to add?
This rally should not be a harmful one. And, of course, it would be symbolic, I would say. And this is just for to, and I know that it would create some impact to the current government, who, of course, wants to win in the next election. But there will be lots of issues that the current government has yet to resolve, has yet to solve. For example, like the fact-finding of the death toll happening in the May riots last year, and how government plays slow in terms of you know, giving fair treat to both yellow and red shirts. So it might create a little bit of the rift to the government, the current government now.